Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Wellspring Church. It is wonderful to see all of you here today. And Deb, I'm so thankful that you are here this morning. When I had the opportunity to visit Deb in the hospital, everybody was very kind and welcoming, and Deb was filled with smiles and filled with hope and filled with joy. And I'm so thankful that Jesus is a part of her life. The announcements this morning are that the Heritage Center will have their market on the 1st and the 2nd. Next Sunday, there will be a gentleman here sharing about the Norristown Hospital and the services that they provide. There will be a luncheon afterwards, so you're welcome to stay for that. We're getting excited about December 10th, the new member service. We feel blessed to be a part of this church. Right, Brian? Right, Trudy? And amen from me, too. The Christmas program will be held on December 16th at 6 o'clock. On December 17th, we'll be having church in our homes. And I'm going to talk to Eloise about the leadership. I'm thinking the 19th, if that date is open. That's a Tuesday, if that date is open. Oh, yeah, we're ready for announcements.
So that song that we learned today is the one that we'll sing as a group for our
special program. It's beautiful.
So for this Sunday and the next two Sundays, we'll be practicing after church. So right after church, just come up like we usually do, and we'll practice a little bit each Sunday.
Okay.
The one that the Light of the World.
Light of the World.
Yes, already.
And I was thinking lights in the windows, and my mind is already going, Christmas!
And one quick question.
Yes.
I'm going to interrupt, but anybody can join
me? Absolutely. Everyone. No one has to do it. No one's forced. But everybody who would like to, please join
in. But we sound better when you all join in.
Yeah.
And if you're not standing on your feet, we can provide chairs for you to sit on, for sure. Come on up. Okay. All right. After each prayer request, would you please respond with, Lord, hear our prayers. Pray for peace in this world. Hear our prayers. Let's pray for Ellen and for her family. Lord, hear our prayers. Please keep the Garges family in your prayers for healing and good health. Lift up the vets who may be suffering in this world from depression. Lord, hear our prayers. As the weather turns cold, remember those who are homeless. Lord, hear our prayers. Dear Lord God, we humbly come before you to ask for your favor and blessing on this sermon. May you bless this message with your wisdom and knowledge. May you help us to take your word and apply it to our lives.
Lord,
amen. Jeff, I was wondering if you could put the last song that we sang with Jesus in the picture. My sermon matches that song like a puzzle piece.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. We're working in 2 Thessalonians, and I shared a little bit of 1 Thessalonians last week. And God had given Paul the authority to share his saving message to the Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians was shared in about 3 weeks' time, and when disruption within the community started to grow, after Paul had moved on, he wrote 2 Thessalonians to clarify the teachings of Jesus. And it was about the coming, the second coming of Jesus. So 2 Thessalonians became a form of a supplement to what had already been taught. Paul was not seeking glory from his words. He was sharing words from the Lord. This second letter was shared about a year after 1 Thessalonians was written and presented to the people of the church. The people became concerned that they may be in the middle of the tribulation because there was terrible persecution. And they were worried, some began to worry that they have missed the rapture. They were just confused. When we read the day of the Lord in 2 Thessalonians, know that it is not a single day, but it is a season of time and a series of events. These events will include the deliverance of God's people and the outpouring of God's judgment. Paul shares that they are not in the day of the Lord because the signs simply were not there. They were not present. And he shares to the people and he encourages them to remain confident, faithful, and hopeful. Confident, faithful, and hopeful. As they would be waiting for Jesus' return and the deliverance from evil. He suggests and encourages that they remain in hope from the Lord and remember that what we hope for shapes our lives. Paul reiterates that believers would escape God's judgment during the day of the Lord. And I'll be reading from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, starting at verse 1. Concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered to him, we ask you, brothers and sisters, not to become easily unsettled or alarmed by the teaching allegedly from us, whether by a prophecy or by word of mouth or by letter, asserting that the day of the Lord has already come. Don't let anyone deceive you in any way, for that day will not come until the rebellion occurs and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the man doomed to destruction. He will oppose and will exalt himself over everything that is called God or is worshipped, so that he sets himself up in God's temple, proclaiming himself to be God. Don't you remember that when I was with you, I used to tell you of these things? And now you know what is holding him back, so that he may be revealed at the proper time. For the secret power of lawlessness is already at work, but the one who now holds it back will continue to do so till he is taken out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus will overthrow with the breath of his mouth and destroy by the splendor of his coming. The coming of the lawless one will be in accordance with how Satan works. He will use all sorts of displays of power through signs and wonders that serve the lie and all the ways the wickedness deceives those who are perishing. They perish because they refused to love the truth and so be saved. For this reason, God sends them a powerful delusion so that they will believe the lie and so that they will be condemned who have not believed the truth but have delighted in wickedness. Be aware of false news. Be aware of false prophecies. Theologian Alford wrote, "The teaching of the apostles was, and of the Holy Spirit in all ages has been, that the day of the Lord is at hand, but these Thessalonians imagined it to be already." They were really panicked. They weren't secure in their faith. They didn't read or understand the prophecy and study it and discuss it. Some believers were leaving their faith because they did not understand what was being shared with them about their faith and what they were believing. And they were becoming filled with doubt. In 1 Timothy 4:1, says, "The Spirit clearly says that in later times some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons." It's going to happen. And those that aren't holding confidently and faithfully and hopefully and truthfully onto their faith may be led astray. The people had begun to hate each other as they turned from their faith. And Paul shared that they should not let anyone deceive them. He shared the prophecy that an apostasy, a rebellion, would occur, and that a charismatic evil man would become the leader of the world. Won't it be easy for that to happen with Facebook and Twitter and all the ways of connections around the world? We need to be confident and faithful and hopeful. These things had not been experienced yet by the believers of Thessalonica. And Jesus had not returned to earth. There was encouragement to hold on to one's free will and to rely on God's help to carry on. That's the ongoing message of this world. Hold on and carry on. Deception will occur, but those who remain strong in their faith will not be deceived. A lawless Antichrist will come into power as he grows into a charismatic political world leader, and he himself will call himself a god. He will announce peace. However, 3.5 years into his reign, into the covenant of peace, the leader will rule during a tribulation period. Daniel 7, verses 24 and 25 says, "The 10 horns are 10 kings who will come from this kingdom. After them, another king will arise. Different from the earlier ones, he will subdue 3 kings. He will speak against the Most High and oppress his holy people and try to change the set times and the laws. And the holy people will be delivered into his hands for a time, times and a half a time." Eventually, there will come a time where there will be 4 leaders, and the Antichrist will rise up and destroy 3 of them, creating himself, leaving himself as the one who he feels should be worshipped. 2 Timothy chapter 4, 3-5, "For the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. But you keep your head in all situations, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, discharge all the duties of your ministry." Stay close to God. Read his word. Know that Jesus is coming. As long as the church exists, the Holy Spirit exists. The church is God's bride. The Antichrist will not be revealed until the rapture occurs, wherein the church will be raised into heaven. We can give thanks that God is here and will always be here with us. His mercy and his grace are here bestowed upon us. The Holy Spirit will exist and be present during the 7 years of the tribulation. I had studied a little bit deeper into that because I wasn't sure when the church is raised, will the Holy Spirit go with the risen church? But the more I studied and the more I read, the Holy Spirit stays during the 7 years, because there will be many who will be saved at that time, and many who will get God first in their hearts. And those who delight in wickedness will not be saved. But the Holy Spirit, a gift to us, will be working in the hearts of those who believe. Because our hope is in God, we do not need to fear. Whew. Amen. We do not need to fear. As children of God, we should be praying to be used to bring God's love to others. Those people who rescued May, they were doing God's work. This lady who was so wound up in the grocery line behind me, I got to say to her that I would pray for her and her family. Healing in the families. God is at work in every day. Look for him in the small ways and find joy. As children of God, we should be praying to be used to bring God's love to others. Our faith is in the Lord, and so we say, come, Lord Jesus, come. May we continue to find peace in the assurance of our heavenly home. Paul felt it was important that all Christians, even the newer ones, learn about the prophecy found in the Bible. A lot of people say, I believe in God, I believe in Jesus, but do they understand the prophecy from the Old Testament to the New Testament? Go a little bit deeper. Challenge yourself to go a little bit deeper. The Lord makes each of us worthy of this life as he calls each of us to live it. Paul reminds believers that the day of the Lord will occur and that Christians will be exempt, and believers in the family of God are given the gift of eternal life. We ought to be sharing this with others as we live lives as close to matching how Jesus lived his life. We are called to share his glory. And this coming next Sunday is the first Sunday of Advent. This coming Christmas season is a wonderful time to get in that information about Jesus being born and the life that he lived and what we can expect in the future. We are to remain hopeful, faithful, and confident while waiting for the return of Jesus. Let's pray. God, we praise you, for you are the good of this world, and you are the real hope. And we praise you that we do not have to despair. And we praise you that no matter how dark it gets, we have that hope through your grace, through your mercy, and through your love. Let's sing the doxology that can be found in your bulletin.